Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Epiphany. It's a word that means to make manifest. And so on the Feast of the Epiphany, January 6th, we celebrate the birth of Jesus being made manifest to the world, represented by the coming of the Magi. Now in this season after the Epiphany, we're going to watch as Jesus is made manifest to the people around him. From the Jordan River of his baptism to a wedding at Cana in Galilee, from the synagogue in Nazareth to meeting his disciples on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, we will also celebrate the truth that Jesus is manifest to us every day. Every week, all the time, here at worship, here at the table, to being with our sisters and brothers, to discovering Jesus in all of the people we meet. And so to all of you, welcome to Epiphany. And today we commemorate Jesus being made manifest to the world in his baptism. Now Jesus was probably one of many to come to the Jordan River that day. Like others, he entered into the water, he came to John and was baptized. But that's where all the similarities stop. Because it says in Luke's gospel today that when Jesus had been baptized, he was praying. And as he was praying, the heavens opened, the Holy Spirit in the shape of a dove descended upon him, and a voice proclaimed, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." Now, I'm sure that there that day at the Jordan River, there were some excited family members out there shouting things like, "Way to go, Reuben." But this was different because this moment of Jesus' baptism changes everything. You see, John's baptism was a ritual washing meant to inaugurate a new repentant lifestyle, like all of the ritual washing that you would find in the mitzvot. This baptism is meant to initiate a new phase in your relationship where we would walk with God and strive to follow God's will. But the truth is, after John's baptism, all of those things, following God, walking with God, doing God's will, it's all the same struggle it was beforehand. But with that baptism of John came a recognition of our guilt and our sin. And it was leading to a life committed to God and to our neighbors. And so when Jesus was made manifest in his baptism, when the Trinity arrived in all its glory, our baptism changed. Yes, there is still a washing, but our baptism is now full of forgiveness. And now we join Jesus in his living. We join Jesus in his suffering and death. We join Jesus in his rising. We are not alone in our repentant life, for we have a friend, a redeemer. We have our Lord and Savior Jesus standing by us, working with us, and forgiving us when we fall. Jesus' baptism opens us to become children of God, named and claimed in our baptism. We become part of the promise that we found today in a reading from Isaiah, where we hear the words of the Lord saying, "I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." These are powerful words filled with promise. They begin with the statement that God is the one who has created us and formed us. We are not accidents. We are not mistakes. Like all creation, we are created good. And though we fail, we have been redeemed. The promise comes that when the waters rise, when the flames ignite, we will be protected, for I, the Lord your God, am with you. These are the promises that become real for us at Jesus' baptism. We join his death and resurrection, and we are forgiven. But then this leads me now to the most troubling piece in our gospel reading today, the piece about wheat and chaff. For a long time, I have been terrified of being chaff. Burned away in the blink of an eye is not the culmination that I look forward to. but I know that I am a sinner. See, that's the difficulty with John's baptism. Once I know that I need to repent, once I have repented, having been ritually cleaned, it is still up to me to live a righteous life. And I can't really do that. I try, but I am chaff. And chaff is useless and inedible. I want to be wheat. I want to be the grain. I want to be the fruit. I want to be useful and helpful, sharing the goodness that flows from God. Recently, I had an insight. And that insight is that as children of God and as followers of Jesus, we are wheat. We are grain, but the whole kernel. And so the fruit of God's creative love, that's us. But when John is describing the work of the Messiah, his winnowing fork separates the wheat from the chaff. Just as Jesus' life, his death, and his resurrection separates us from our sinfulness and gives us hope for tomorrow. Living as God's children and as followers of Jesus, our lives can be turned around and upside down in comparison to the world around us. The useless, inedible, selfish, and self-centered stuff about us is thrown into the wind and consumed. We are forgiven so that the genuine us, the we who we really are, the us that is grounded in the glory of God can now love our neighbors and make God's dream for reality come true. The promises are there. God is with us in the glories of creation, in the person of Jesus, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. We are not alone, and God is with us. When we are weighed down by the chaff of our sinful life, we too are encouraged to repent, to turn back and allow God to forgive us so that we might bear fruit, so that we might be fruitful, so we might live as God's child. The promises of I am with you and you are precious in my sight ring out from Isaiah through Jesus to today. The incarnation we celebrated at Christmas taught us that God came to be with us. God came in Jesus our Lord so that God truly knows us and we are never truly alone. As Jesus is manifest this day, we get to celebrate the way that Jesus has changed everything. Now for the people who were there with Jesus that day, it's still kind of a blur. But we know. We know that Christ was raised and dies no more. We know that in that moment that God is talking to Jesus, God is then talking to all of us. We are beloved sons and daughters, and with us, God gets to be well pleased. Our wheat is in the granary and our chaff is daily burned away. So now let us give thanks and praise to God through our Lord Jesus for transforming our lives, for forgiving our sin, and for walking with us into the world so that we might love our neighbors, so that we might make God's vision for love and grace into our mission every day. Amen.